Jerry Brown, the one-time California governor turned mayor of Oakland, wants to cut his city's murder rate. And one way he thinks will help is to use a curfew to ban scores of convicted felons from the city streets at night. Brown says he's just trying to make Oakland a safer place. But as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, critics say he has something else in mind.
38-year-old Tony Berquist sits in an open-air cafe pondering his future. He's an ex-felon who had stayed out of trouble for more than a decade, that is, until last July, when the Oakland police found some old weapons, family heirlooms, locked up in his shop. Weapons possession is off-limits for an ex-felon.
They were going to put me in prison for this. Could you believe that? I mean, I couldn't believe it. They were going to put me in prison for this.
But instead of returning to prison, Berquist was offered 5 years probation on the condition that he agreed to a stay-at-home curfew between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. It was a take-it-or-leave-it deal. Saying no would mean a trip back to jail, so Berquist accepted. Even so, the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week handyman had second thoughts.
What if your water heater in the middle of the night broke? Who are you going to call? You're going to call me, the red-hot handyman. I'm going to be on there. I'm going to be on the job. I have to go. You know, that's my job.
The nighttime curfew is a brainchild of Oakland Mayor Jerry Brown. It's unprecedented in California. Since about half of Oakland's homicide victims were on probation or parole, Brown believes the curfew could have a big impact.
In Oakland, we have a lot of people on the street at night, felons, many people on probation or parole, that get themselves into trouble, often get themselves shot. So for those who have been found guilty of crimes at night, like selling drugs or violence, we're asking the judge, as a condition of probation, to impose a nighttime curfew condition.
And in Brown's eyes, the curfew is an alternative to incarceration.
That is an outrageous way for him to characterize this.
Linda Evans is an organizer for a group called Legal Services for Prisoners with Children. She opposes a curfew because she says it runs counter to the whole notion of probation.
Probation typically is granted to people for relatively minor crimes, and it means that those people who already have been told they don't need to go to prison as far as paying or being punished for their crime are now being subjected to house arrest.
Civil libertarians may be upset about the curfew, but Connie Campbell, a deputy district attorney for Alameda County, says the DA's office thought long and hard about the constitutional issues. That's why the curfew is offered only in cases in which the person pleads guilty to a felony committed at night.
For example, if a person is dealing narcotics at 10:30 at night on a street corner, that person would be subject to agreeing to a curfew as part of a negotiated disposition. However, if that same person is selling narcotics at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that person would not be subject to the curfew.
Which brings us back to the red-hot handyman, Tony Berquist. When Deputy DA Campbell reviewed his case, she agreed that the curfew was inappropriate because Berquist was arrested at home, not on the street. So Campbell asked the judge to lift the curfew on Berquist.
I'm kind of glad, though. I feel good now. It's one less thing I have to worry about.
Berquist's attorney, Paul Wolf, says he doesn't necessarily oppose the curfew, but he's concerned about how it will be enforced.
I certainly hope that it doesn't become a thing where they're just stopping certain types of people. And you all know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Young men of color in certain neighborhoods and just stopping to see if they're on probation and they have this this curfew on them.
And those concerns are not uncommon. Two Alameda County supervisors say they want a 6-month review of the curfew. Meanwhile, Jerry Brown's critics accuse him of trying to advance his own bid for state attorney general in next year's elections. It's a charge Brown dismisses.
Well, you know, I brush my teeth in the morning because I'm running for attorney general, and I want my teeth to be clean and shiny. So I suppose whether it's fighting crime or going to the office on time, everything can be viewed as part of your future. It could also be viewed as part of your job.
In another part of his job, Brown last week unveiled his own blog by blasting his critics for failing to see, in his words, that strategic police work is saving lives. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland.